This is not a new issue, and it certainly isn't a migrant issue. Anyone who suggests otherwise obviously does not have a clear understanding of the issue, or they know well the facts, yet purposely mislead the public for an ulterior and far more sinister motive. I would like to take this opportunity to urge the public, do not let those on the far right use you like this. They don't and won't care about you as soon as they have served the purpose they require. Their concern only extends as far as getting what they need. And once they achieve that, you will be left in the same position. But the divisions that are left will negatively affect so many lives, the lives of the most vulnerable in our society. I have been made aware of many community groups that have been established in recent weeks under the pretense of protecting their community. Let me make it clear, these groups are not protecting your community. They are hurting your community. Hate begets hate. And creating an environment of hostility and spite will do nothing to improve our communities. In fact, the only thing that many rural communities have is the support and friendship we give each other. Don't let this be dismantled by those who have no idea of the meaning of community. I am always supportive of communities mobilising, of letting their voices be heard, but you have to know who you're pointing the finger at. Years of inaction by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have created this crisis, and only the government has the power to fix it. People who have come to this country to seek asylum and who are in the most vulnerable positions imaginable have no power and are often left voiceless and abandoned in hotel rooms, centres or even on the streets. How can we truly believe that people who have been left in this situation pose any threat?